Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Thursday, October 9th. I'm Megan Lynch.
I don't know what to tell people. They're frustrated and they want this cleanup. They've worked hard and fought for it.
A frustrated Dawn Chapman of Just Moms STL amid the government shutdown, forcing all work and cleanup on the Westlake landfill to come to a screeching halt.
And Dawn Chapman tells KMOX, now that signs are finally posted warning of the dangers, residents living around Westlake and Coldwater Creek are even more traumatized because nothing is happening with the government shutdown.
Those signs go in areas where they're finding radioactive waste on the ground outside of the creek, but they're still doing investigations and more testing to find more locations. We need them to continue that work.
Chapman says, if the shutdown is prolonged, North County residents do not know what that means for finding more contamination and remediation of the existing contamination. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker joined rallygoers in Chicago to call on the federal government to reopen and to address President Trump's threats against the governor on social media.
What kind of a country are we living in where the president of the United States is targeting his political opponents?
In a Truth Social post Wednesday, President Trump said Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson and Illinois Governor Pritzker should be in jail. Governor Mike Kehoe ordered American and Missouri flags be flown at half staff at government buildings throughout Missouri for one full day this Saturday from sunrise to sunset. Kehoe says Missourians join Americans from across our nation in mourning four United States Army soldiers who lost their lives in a tragic training accident, including Ozark, Missouri native Chief Warrant Officer Andrew Cully. A video on the social media website Nextdoor shows a homeless man and his dog sitting at the I-55 southbound Arsenal exit when a red sedan runs off the road, crashing into him and nearly striking his dog. KMOX spoke to the man, Nick Dixon, who says he and his dog, Lucy, were both relieved to see each other was all right.
I was thrilled, you know what I mean, to see that she was all right. She was a little shooken up until she seen me, and then she calmed down, you know, because I'm guessing she didn't know if I was still hurt real bad or not either.
Dixon says the driver didn't stop to check on him despite waiting for the light to turn green before driving away. St. Louis City Police say they are continuing to investigate. The first major step in a $3 billion plan to build a new single terminal at St. Louis Lambert Airport set to begin next week. The airport will break ground on Monday on a new $115 million airfield maintenance facility. The new complex expected to be finished by late 2027, with the airport hoping to complete the massive single terminal project by 2032. It's beginning to look and sound like an actual safari in North St. Louis County.
Part of the St. Louis Zoo's mission is to save near-threatened species. And now five white southern rhinos have been moved into the zoo's planned Wild Care Park. The animals are the first rhino herd at the safari attraction, which has a dual mission of public adventure and private conservation breeding. Southern white rhino populations have declined significantly in recent years because of poaching. Only about 16,000 are left in the wild. The move was recommended by the National Species Survival Plan to help create a genetically healthy backup population. One of the new arrivals to Wild Care Park, a five-year-old female named Future, is herself a milestone. She was one of the first rhinos born in North America through artificial insemination. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com. Tonight, the public will get a chance to hear from the developers planning to turn the Armory into a data center.
Alderwoman Ann Schweitzer says she hopes the developers can answer the questions they were supposed to at the conditional use permit hearing they withdrew from. She says a lot of these questions will likely be asked by the public.
Energy use, water use, noise, negative effects on the neighborhood, tax, implications, positive or negative.
The hearing is set for 5:30 tonight on Zoom. The link can be found on our website, KMOX.com. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
St. Louis Alderman considering whether the tech hub in the Central West End should continue to have eminent domain power. A development committee did give initial approval to a five-year renewal, which now goes to the full board. Cortex Innovation District CEO Sam Fiorello.
It's a tool that's important to have. I don't know how much we'll use it in the next 5 years.
Fiorello says Cortex did use eminent domain when it was putting land together for IKEA in 2016.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.